Good afternoon, Connor Spa. How may I assist you?
Hi. Thank you for calling customer service. This is Dario. How can I help you today?
Let's see. I called because I have two charges on my credit card, and I don't remember what I bought or if I bought it. I want to make sure that it's my purchase. What company is this, please?
We service over 100 online vendors, so we're not just a specific one company. Can you provide me your zip code, and I'll be able to go over your account?
Sure. It's 94015.
94015. Mm-hmm. First name
is Jenny.
Jenny. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then your last name?
Campbell, like the soup. And the dates of purchase was 11:30 and 11:23.
Okay. Just one second while I get your account pulled up. Can you verify me your address, please?
341 Glenwood Avenue, Daly City, 94015.
Did you say Glenwood Avenue?
Yeah, Glenwood. Okay. Glenwood.
Okay. Okay, I see where you was. It didn't charge, it was declined. So I see it's $56.95.
I'm sorry, how much is it?
$56.95.
What company was it?
Tactical bag. Did you order anything dealing with a tactical bag?
Oh yeah, they sent that. Or they reversed the charges? They charged something on there that I didn't authorize. But there are two other charges on my card that I don't know what it is, and it actually is a charge that went through. I'm specifically looking at $67.32 and $5.74.
Okay, these tactical bags are pretty expensive. I'm looking at them right now. So apparently, when you saw online that you was gonna buy this bag for $5.74, am I correct?
And I don't know what I bought because it's a charge on my credit card, and it just has your phone number, and it says shop deals. I have no idea what the charges were for. That's why I'm calling. I don't know what it is. And
okay.
Like the $56.95, I didn't charge that. That's why I called. I emailed them and said I did not order that. I ordered something that they were giving away for free, and all of a sudden I'm getting all these charges that I'm not ordering.
What did they say they get? Okay, so if they order something for free, or are they saying that you would get something for free, 9 times out of 10,
yeah, and then
you will not.
Yeah, I just need to confirm what these charges are for. $67.32
that's
on November 30th.
They said 30th. The tactical bag. That's what we're confirming. The tactical bag for the What is it? But a $67.32, that's a tactical bag.
Okay. They said that it was going to be just shipping only. So that's, I'm going to dispute that charge because I did not order it for $67.
Yes. Now, the thing is, with shopping online, did you read the terms and conditions that apply?
I don't think I did.
That's what catches a lot of people. So with the terms and conditions, they're going to be charging more. They're like an iPad, they probably say it's like $200 or more, like $500. But some people go to the websites and they find iPads for $4.99, and they think that they get in it for $4.99, and that's never the case. That subscription is going to charge you how much the product is worth.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, because it says it's free. You just have to pay for shipping, because I would have never ordered it. It's a janky looking bag. I'm not even going to use it. It looks stupid. Anyway, I'm going to dispute the charges, because I did not authorize that amount to be. But that's what that charge is from. The $67.32 is from Tactical Bags.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And
$5.74 also. Yeah. Yes, and then also tacked on a magazine subscription that I never authorized.
Yeah, so like, that's why you're getting charged monthly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I said, cancel it, give me my money back. So that one got sent back, but then the others, yeah, I am not authorizing any of those. Maybe the $5.74 for postage, but, you know, that one's legit, but the $67, that's not legit.
Okay,
Any way you can reverse the charges? Because I did not authorize that.
I can start you off with 35% towards the $67.32.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be the money back, and that'd be able to get you back $23.56.
They're only gonna give me $23 back?
That's just to start off.
I'm not understanding what you're saying. I do not want $67 taken out of my account at all.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so with 50%, I can give you $33.66 back on your card.
I don't want anything. I did not order this.
I know, but that's what we're offering. The only thing I can say is if you want to do the fraud, we can do that, but that's pretty much it. You said that you ordered it because you thought it was just a bag, and they said only pay for shipping and handling. But the thing is, that's with the 50%, I could give you $33.66.
No, I'm going to dispute this charge because this is fraudulent. I did not authorize it, and this is just ridiculous. I'm going to call my credit card company, and I'm going to dispute the charges. I'm not paying for any of it.
Okay, what about 75%?
No, I want the 100% because I didn't order any of it. Why should I give them anything? I didn't order it. I did not authorize it.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Kayla.
Hey there.
Hi. Okay, I got a confirmation number for you. I refunded all of your money back to you. So in full, the only thing I can say is just be careful when shopping online. Let me know when you're ready to get that confirmation number.
I'm ready.
Okay, it is C as in Charlie, 2629213 13.
Okay. All right, thank you for doing that. And how about the $5.74?
I can't.
Do you know what that was for?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That was for when you first went on there thinking you was going to get it, thinking you was going to get that product just for that amount.
Okay. All right, can you just delete my account or something?
I did. I canceled that subscription for you.
Okay. I had no idea it was a subscription. That'll be the last time I buy anything online. I don't care if it's free. All right. Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.